Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Well, we're getting ready to talk about a game that Ryan over here just played at Scarab 2019. So what game are we going to be talking about right now, Ryan?
Talking about Get Off My Land.
Get Off My Land. That's a subtle hint. No, I'm kidding.
So I love the game.
Okay.
From an art perspective, it was fantastic. Just this hillbilly, you know, straw in the, between the teeth kind of artwork with everybody carrying shotguns and pitchforks. It was fantastic from that perspective.
Okay. So was that your good about this
that
game?
That was my good. my not so good would be, I think it said somewhere around either 45 minutes plus, 45 minutes or so. It was a long game.
Oh.
And I didn't feel like that was, I'm trying to factor out the learning curve element to that.
Gotcha.
It was pretty intricate. They had two different forest types that were nearly identical. So trying to determine dark versus light forest was like very difficult on the pieces. So there are a few things they could probably clean up. I was surprised by that forest issue just because the art was so good otherwise. But other than that, okay. It was a fun game. Different style. It's got kind of a Catan longest road feeling with the way you build your fences and try to hedge each other in. But yeah, it's new. It's fun.
Okay, well, cool. Gosh, did we just cover the good, bad, and the other?
It was kind of all three.
No, that's fine.
Blended them together on that one.
Well, cool. All right, well, cool. Well, thank you, Ryan, for talking to me about your experience playing Get Off My Land.
Yeah, my pleasure.
As I board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, I'ma come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.